At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Now, all right, real quick, powered by theticketfm.com, CarrickerChronicles.com, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. But yesterday, I had to speedily, it's going to be a word if it's not, if it was, I just used it. If it's not, I just created it. Speedily go through probably the most exciting weekend of college football. There was the most amount of ranked teams to get upset in one single Saturday or one single weekend of college football since 2018. I don't think that 10 minutes does over half a decade of surprises in one weekend justice. Now, before I dive into final thoughts on some of these games, because I've learned some more things since. How exactly did Washington beat Michigan? Learned. Vandy didn't just upset Alabama. They flat out beat them. If you look at the game more and you learn more about the game. But Jake, do we have any questions from the text line?
We can get over there. There's at least a few thoughts here. AC are from 5253. It says, AC, I'm a Nebraska native that lives in West Des Moines, home of Maddie Kubik. Iowa produces great volleyball players and great Grime sweet corn.
Well, 39-0, Nebraska volleyball over Iowa over the years. Hey, don't let facts get in the way of a good story, my friend. Anything else, Jake?
A few people are wondering, did Alex Henry get a black shirt? People are asking years ago. I'm thinking somebody got a black shirt, maybe when the Peter brothers were there. At least to my knowledge, I've never heard of that, but there's a few people thinking maybe that was a possibility.
I don't recall Alex getting one specifically, and I don't remember anyone else getting one. I cannot 100% confirm or deny that, but I do not believe so. All right. Anything else right now?
No, that's good.
All right. If you do have any questions, thoughts, concerns, or otherwise, hit up that text line. What is it, Jake?
402-464-5685 is the Sartor Hamann Jewelers text line.
I tell you what, Jake is on his game today. He is on his game today.
Quick.
All right. Washington versus Michigan. I actually forgot to talk about this game yesterday. The national championship rematch in logos only, really. All right. Washington defeats Michigan by 10 points. Now, is this an upset? Washington was the favorite. But here's the interesting thing, and here's your stat of the game. Here's the only thing you need to know about the game as to why Washington won. Washington had 6 red zone trips in the game. Michigan had 1. Let me ask you a question, Jake. Is Michigan the type of team that's going to score from the 50-yard line a lot?
Not often.
No, they're the antithesis of explosive. So if they're not getting to the red zone, they're not scoring. That is why Washington beat Michigan. That Michigan's offense isn't great. They had a 7th-year quarterback, by the way, that played the majority of that game. All right. And still, they could barely move the ball. You look at Tennessee. I'm sorry. I want to come back to Tennessee, Arkansas. You look at Alabama, Vandy, because I kind of got bombarded with people saying, I can't believe it happened. Oh, they got lucky. If you watch the beginning of that game, Vanderbilt took a lead. All right. This happens, you know, in sports. And Alabama came roaring back and it's 23-21. And you're thinking, ah, nice try, Cinderella, but the glass slipper don't fit today. And that's honestly when Vanderbilt took over the game. They controlled the game. When Alabama got back in the game and the point you thought Alabama was going to take over and leave them in the dust, that's when Vanderbilt really took over the game. Here's the deal. Vanderbilt outgained Alabama. 418-394. They outrushed Alabama almost 2-1, 166-84. And here's the thing. Vanderbilt didn't even rush per carry that well. It was only 3.1 yards per carry. They were just way more consistent with the rush. Jalen Milroe is a great quarterback, but he's not a throw-first quarterback. So I wanted to put some final nuggets on some of these games. You look at Minnesota and USC, again, a game I think I forgot to cover yesterday because we had to go so freaking fast. Minnesota beats USC 24-17. By the way, no team has traveled more in this early college football season across the country than USC. I don't feel sorry for him, do you? But it is a fact, and it's a factor. Hey, Rutgers is playing one of the LA schools this weekend. Which one is it, Jake? Is it USC or UCLA? Look that up real quick. Because now you've got teams going literally. I mean, I understand they're in the same conference, but I'm the Big Ten. Maybe I don't schedule the team from Piscataway to play one of the teams from LA or Eugene or Seattle. Just a thought. I guess not. Which, let me know when you know which one it is.
So Wisconsin is going to Rutgers, but Penn State is going to USC.
Is that who I'm thinking of? Okay.
Minnesota, UCLA.
I'm going to be honest with you. I want to see Penn State, USC. They can deal with the travel. I want to see that game. Rutgers, USC, or Rutgers, UCLA? I don't think so. Not that interested. Spare them the travel. Anything else?
Just real quick, did want to thank Big Bird off the text line. He texted in an old article that Alex Henry did actually receive.
He did.
A black shirt. And it was kind of funny because in the article, it's from ESPN. They asked him about it. He said, I guess I can see how I contribute to the defense if you pin them deep. There's something I didn't really expect, so it was kind of weird. I think he's supposed to say he's honored. But
hey, here's the deal. First of all, if we're wrong, feel free to text in any sort of corrections. All right? Facts don't care about feelings, including our own. So we appreciate you letting us know that. And now that I know it's happened before, I actually have no problem giving Brian Buscini a black shirt, especially if he does anything like that again. Again, the inspirational performance, not just the performance, but the inspirational performance is what stands out to me. All right, Arkansas, Tennessee. Arkansas is the team that outgained Tennessee 99 yards, basically 100 yards, 431 to 332. Again, these games were not flukes. These teams were beaten. I don't know if they were better teams, but they were better teams on the day they played them. Arkansas didn't just beat Tennessee. They beat Tennessee. Outgained them 431 to 332. Controlled the time of possession by over 10 minutes. And here's the other kicker. Arkansas starting quarterback is a Boise State transfer. The guy who actually lost his job at Boise State, I might add. All right, their running back is a Utah transfer. So these are experienced guys that have come in and helped contribute to Arkansas right away. But you want to know how they won the game? They won the game after both those guys were knocked out of the game and a freshman quarterback and a freshman running back came in. And that's when Arkansas scored the go-ahead touchdown. And that's how they won the game, with freshmen in their backfield. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. Oh, one final thought on Minnesota USC. So I said earlier this year, I think I got caught up in the hype train because I want USC to be good. I do. I want teams in the Big Ten, especially recognizable brands, to be good. I want USC to be good. I want Oregon to be good. I have issues with Washington from my childhood. I grew up a Washington State fan right after Nebraska, so I'm kind of indifferent on Washington. I don't hate it when they're good. I also don't like it. But Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska, when these teams are good, the Big Ten is better. It helps when Indiana's good and Purdue's good as well. Anytime you have a Big Ten team playing better, it's obviously better, but the recognizable names and brands are what's going to stick out to people. That's why as soon as we were like, 3-0, all of a sudden, all the national media, we were the darlings. Okay, because Nebraska is a recognizable brand and people actually want teams like Nebraska to be good. When we're not, they're going to take their little wannabe jabs. And when we're good, they're going to try to hop on the bandwagon. And I'm going to kick them right in the face, right back off. Actually, I'll welcome them on. And then eventually I'll kick them off. But at first, I'm going to act like I'm being nice to them. Oh, we're friends again. No, we're not really. All right. Minnesota USC. I lost my train of thought as to why I brought up Minnesota USC again. But here's the problem USC has. And this is where I kind of like look in the mirror and I'm like, I got to reflect honestly with myself. I think I got caught up in the hype train a little bit because USC's run defense got exposed versus Michigan. USC only, on the entire defensive front, only has 2 300-pounders. That's it. Minnesota's offensive line doesn't have anybody under 310. So even though USC was a 9-point favorite going into the game versus Minnesota on Saturday, the advantage size-wise and strength-wise and power-wise that Minnesota had over USC up front, they don't have an offensive lineman under 310 pounds. And USC only has 2 defensive linemen that are 300-plus pounds. And it showed up again against Michigan when they couldn't stop Michigan's run game. Minnesota ran the ball for almost 5 yards per carry and almost 200 yards. just some interesting tidbits, side notes. And Jake and I are toying around with the idea. You got the AP poll, which admittedly is not as credible as it once was. Let me know in the text line. What if every Tuesday we started to release the AC poll, the Adam Carriker poll? Let me know your thoughts on that Sauter Heyman text line. Jake, let me know what they say. And until next time, go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bugs. Let me know what people...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.